Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Joe Connolly, host of the Growing Business Spotlight program, spreading joy and knowledge about business across the land. And here's the producer, Neil Caruso. Who do we have up this week, Neil?
This week, Paul Galvin of SG Blocks, and they're a sustainable construction company that takes shipping containers, they recycle them, and they create a base module from that for homes here in New York, waterfront properties across the country.
So each container becomes like a room of the house?
Exactly. And you can actually build from this, like building blocks, really, for adults. Kind of like Legos.
But it doesn't look like it was shipping containers when it's done because they put boarding and everything over it.
Exactly. And it's you can get a gorgeous, you know, home. And we've seen the pictures. And it's on the Spotlight video of these homes that are two-bedroom family homes, and they're just built from a shipping container. They're much more affordable, but the biggest thing is they survive all these natural disasters, and we're seeing them more and more due to climate change.
And we also thought you'd like this because it gives an example of how there are endless ideas for businesses and how people see opportunities, and also, as you'll hear, how Paul Galvin's previous work experience led him into the business that he started and runs today.
Here's SG Blocks, Paul Galvin on the WCBS Small Business Spotlight with Joe Connolly.
Paul, it looks like SG Blocks is a very different kind of construction company, but how and why did you start it, and then we'll go to how it's different now.
Sure. Well, SG Blocks is a prefabricated construction method where we're repurposing shipping containers in a manufactured environment where you're controlling temperature and controlling quality control, and then shipping the modules to the site for erection.
So you're repurposing like the shipping containers we see on the backs of trucks?
Yeah, the cargo containers.
The big gray cargo containers.
Yeah.
And you're turning those into what?
Houses, apartments, stores, restaurants.
What gave you this idea?
I saw a house built by David Cross and Steve Armstrong, my partners in SG Blocks to this day. And they built a house in 2013 out of a few shipping containers in North Charleston. And I saw it and I said, this is revolutionary, because one of the great ills that affects anybody in business is our intersection with construction and the cost of construction.
Nobody enjoys it, right?
It's a bane of everyone's existence except the contractor.
Right.
So I had spent about 25 years of my life working in the nonprofit community, delivering housing and food and services to New York's poor. And along the way, it forced me to deal with contractors to build hundreds and hundreds of units of affordable housing. And at the end of that period, I was convinced that the way the government funds affordable housing and the way contractors deliver affordable housing is one of the main reasons we have a housing crisis.
And then one day in 2013, the answer literally jumped up in front of you?
2007, yeah.
2007.
Yeah, within one day of meeting them, I was so convinced that the product is actually scalable because the containers are like Legos. And so for me, with my limited engineering degree, I had Legos. And so for all of the people that have to encounter construction in their personal life or in their business, whether it's students or patients or tenants or residents, we wanted to create a system that was transparent, fast, and cost-effective, and take the power away from the contractors who are building at such exorbitant prices now and at such poor quality that we have the housing crisis that we do today.
Right, and they always say, oh, it's the price of the land that is the reason why I have to charge so much. Mm-hmm. Well, you can build houses on smaller land now, too, with these.
Yeah, and if you're going to build in the range of $500 per square foot, you're not going to rent that to anybody who has an average, ordinary workforce life and income. It's just not going to happen ever.
So what is most of your construction now? What's the main thing you're building?
It's a combination of residences and a combination of enclosures for equipment like agribusiness or computer servers or work for the military. But for the most part, we deliver great experiential event structures, stores, quick serve restaurants. Our biggest customer is the military. But on the residential side, we feel like we have a value proposition that is better than the one the government offers affordable housing developers.
Now, is this a one-room house that you build, or tell
me? No, we have a project in the Catskills that's 300,000 feet over six buildings. Yeah, they stack nine high at sea, so that's a nine-story building. So we're working with the original engineering intent.
And you cut out the bottoms and put stairs in?
Yeah, we're a very sophisticated engineered building system. For a decade, our engineers have figured out it's easy to stack the containers, but we know how they perform when the wall is out, the windows are out, you go up nine stories. We've modeled these to be a sophisticated building system.
Does each room have to be the same size?
No, never.
I knew you were going to say that. You'll knock out walls, right?
Yeah.
It's just that you're working with these Lego blocks for humans.
Yeah.
What size and price would the typical house that you would build be?
You know, I would say we like a 960 square foot house.
What's that one? Is that one bedroom, two bedrooms?
That's you could be two beds, okay. Two baths.
Okay, and two bedroom house, living room, kitchen.
Yeah, and you could be looking at that around $100,000.
For you or for the customer?
For the customer.
Come on.
Yeah, and your house is made of Core 10 steel, so it's resistant to earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes. It's made out of the same steel that they build bridges and tunnels. So when the storm comes, the people in the wood houses are going to have an issue, and the people in the heavy gauge steel houses are going to have less of an issue.
Here's a sales thing. This is so revolutionary. You just said something about earthquakes. I was still back on $100,000. Because these houses can be built so inexpensively,
and
people could live in them.
Yeah.
So do you buy land and build little cul-de-sacs of container houses?
That's something we may do for now, where we're meeting the demand that's coming in organically. So we get hundreds and hundreds of inquiries every year of landowners saying, hey, I have this piece of property. I'm looking for a little equity to help develop it, and I'm looking for a turnkey builder. And so that's where we step up, and we have alliances and agreements that could help fund people to deliver their projects, and we'll deliver these eco-chic developments out of repurposed containers in half the time.
Eco-chic, new one. What's that?
That's like container construction is glamorous, and people love the steel look of the containers. Obviously, there are some applications where the aesthetic may require it to not look like a container.
But you can put board over it, right? Or something.
Anybody
that's like
interested, they can go to 22 Battery Place in Battery Park, and there's a four-container restaurant we built called Blacktail, and it's covered with Trex, and it's gorgeous, and you would never know what it's built from.
Are you going to run out of containers?
22 million in the world. Not going to happen.
But can't they keep using them over and over? Do you have to buy used containers?
We want to buy used containers because we're the greenest construction system there is, aside from people building with rammed earth, because we're taking an intermodal unit of transportation that's had a useful life in the economy, and using a small carbon footprint, we repurpose that into a higher and better use in the economy, such as a building or a house that's going to last for 100 years. So we're taking this symbol of America's failed manufacturing state. That's why the containers are aggregating here. We import more than we export. SG Blocks, we take that symbol of our failed manufacturing state and we apply green know-how and turn it into an apartment building.
Did you have to go down to the docks and start hanging out around the trucks and ask, hey, you want to sell
My mother might
containers?
Listen to this. I'm not saying anything I did at the docks.
This is so fascinating. So how did you make inroads to the container industry?
One of the very first things we did when we started the company is we set up a partnership with a company called Con Global Industries. They have control over about 65% of the American container supply, over 18 locations, and they can only sell to SG Blocks for the purposes of construction.
And what was between, you were running, before you started with the containers, you were running a somewhat traditional construction company, were you?
No, I was running a nonprofit that focused in on providing housing, food, and medicine to the homeless.
Okay, you said that. I didn't know if there was something in between the two. Isn't that interesting? You went from that to... And when you saw your friends had this construction project with containers.
What happened to me is I said a light bulb went off. So to do an affordable housing project in New York with tax credits... takes 48 months from start to finish.
Paperwork?
Everything. Paperwork, syndicators, specialists, the cartel of people that attach themselves, the price goes up, the time goes up.
The cartel of people that attach themselves.
And so what we're saying is that because we can build at such an efficient price and that we can build in half the time that you don't need tax credits if you're a nonprofit or a philanthropist. You can develop your property with our modular system, skip the whole government phase, and be done in 15 months instead of waiting for 48 months. The problem is the government cannot be the provider of housing in America. We need a market solution. Construction productivity, according to McKinsey, has gone down 50% since the 1960s. Just stop right there.
That's despite the whole prefab explosion.
The prefab explosion is happening because of it. Because construction has gotten worse, slower, and more expensive. So we're coming in at this opportune time in this $7 trillion industry where everybody's fed up, but nobody's had a real alternative. We're a real alternative. We're the only form of modular construction where you actually start with a perfectly built module.
Where do you take this business? Where do you go from here?
There's a residential aspect. We set up a company called SG Residential. SG Residential is delivering on single-family houses and workforce housing and apartment buildings. They're able to deliver that. They're able to provide financing for developers who qualify, which is a gating item. You know, container construction is a relatively new phenomenon, even though building with steel is not. So a lot of the first adopters of our technology are entrepreneurs, which is the most exciting part of the job because we get tens and tens of inquiries every week from people that own land and have an idea, own land and have a thought. So it's really a bit of a think tank too. We're at the cutting edge of all these different industries that are looking for ways to get predictable construction at a high quality and not be ripped off and not be late on every single stage of construction.
How many employees do you have?
10.
10? You're doing this with 10 people?
10 people.
Mainly in the New York area?
We're all over the country where the ports are. So when we need to go out and pick containers, I have somebody near the ports.
How do you run a business of this scope with 10 people?
It's a robust and vigorous day. It takes a lot
still,
of management.
Yeah, a lot of management, right?
We're a cohesive team. Most of us have been together since the founding. And so we're a platform. And as a platform, we're connecting interested parties with our plans, interested parties with the technologies. We have contractors and manufacturers that tether to the platform. But let's be clear, our goal is to get a big share of the traditional construction market, which is causing this housing problem.
What do you do to the degree you can say for the U.S. military?
We do equipment enclosures. You know, the containers are air and watertight. You could put anything in there. Water osmosis, computer servers, Intel equipment. We've put just about everything in a container. There's some bunks, there's some offices, and I'll just leave it at that.
And you hire contractors in all those places?
Yeah.
Who will work for you?
Every time we work with the military, we try to work with an 8A veteran-owned company.
Oh, that's nice, right?
Yeah, that's one of our commitments.
And it just strikes me, too, they're waterproof, so you don't have to get government permission, but you might be able to build one of your houses near the water without flood insurance.
There's going to come a day. We'd love to approach a company in the insurance industry that will look at the container and say, this is not a catastrophic loss in Florida or in Houston or in New Orleans. What this is we have to replace the insides. We have to replace the sheetrock, but the structure is standing because the containers are designed to be battered by hurricane winds and salt water. So this is a solution for all of those housing situations. 55% of Americans live in areas of high risk of earthquake, tornado, and hurricane. Why? If you could, we found an innovative way to deliver steel houses for people. There's no way people shouldn't consider putting their families in steel versus wood every day of the week.
Paul, you are a great spokesman, proponent for your product and business. I really enjoyed talking to you.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Thank you very much.
And once again, just a fascinating small business spotlight, a business that created something new and now their biggest client is the United States military and providing providing options for defense and great options for consumers who are looking for sustainable and affordable housing. Joe, on that segue, what do we have next week?
We have another example of a very new idea in living and housing and accommodations. You'll hear the founder of Common, co-living spaces, and wait till you hear the ways that he is now selling new living arrangements.
We'll see you next week.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.